Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council, and this is Thriving Thursday. We are on our way with 2018. What a great year to be excited about finally getting everything you've ever wanted, every good thing that you said that you wanted to have. As we continue on with this year, you know that our theme is peace, power, and plenty through performance and productivity. You know, performance and productivity is a big issue when it comes to goal achievement. Of course, without it, there's no achievement. And you can have the goals, but at that point, it just simply becomes a wish. So many times we set goals, and in our heart of hearts, we want to achieve those goals. We set them for that very purpose because we want to make our goals happen. And so these first few weeks of January, you know, I've been talking about some of the kind of the caveats or things that you want to be aware of and pay attention to when it comes to achieving your goals, things that could derail you. So today we're going to talk about an obstacle to goal achievement or an obstacle to achievement. And this is an obstacle that some of you may be aware of, but some of you may not be. And we're going to find out about this obstacle today. It's not a big secret. It's about being open to receiving what you ask for. So what I'm going to give you is I'm going to give you four steps to follow for actually achieving your goals. And of course, we're going to talk about the big obstacle that could derail you or prevent you from actually achieving the goals that you said that you wanted to achieve. First of all, the first point that I want to talk about is that when it comes to actually achieving the goals, you have to say it. So you can't be afraid to speak up about your goals. Now, does that mean that you go and you tell everybody about the goals that you want to achieve? No, that's not what that means. It means that you need to hear yourself say it. You need to not be afraid of the goal that you set. Not keep it in, not hold it in, and just think it in your mind. But you need to give it life by saying it, saying the thing that you said that you want and saying it out loud so that you can hear yourself say it. That's the importance of kind of setting a specific goal, setting the tone for achieving a specific goal and setting that goal kind of etching it in stone and setting the foundation to launch this goal and stay the course to get to where it is you really want to be. Nothing feels better than hearing yourself say what you're going to do and speaking that wonderful goal out loud. So you want to take the time to do that. And as a matter of fact, why don't you do that right now? What is the number one goal that you want to achieve this year? And if you don't know what that goal is, you know what? This would be a great day to figure out what it is. You know, take a moment and say that goal out loud. Say, I am going to blank, fill in the blanks, whatever that is. And you can kind of give yourself credit for saying that goal out loud. Now, of course, in order to achieve the goal, you want to say it out loud more than once, and you can share it with certain people, but you have to be careful who you share your goals with. There will be some people who will suck the energy right out of that goal or your desire to achieve the goal because they'll either put it down, they'll say something negative, or they'll dominate the goal as though it's theirs, and they will aggravate you to no end. And at that point, it's no longer fun. It's no longer exciting. And it takes some of the passion out of you wanting to even achieve the goal. So you really want to watch who you say it to. And it's not about keeping it a secret, but it's just about kind of using your wisdom when it comes to talking to people about what you want to achieve. So the first part when it comes to goal achievement is to say it. The second thing is to write it. you want to take the time to write your goals down. If you haven't done that already, you still have a little bit of time because we're at the beginning of 2018. Today is only the 11th, and so you still have some time. I say as long as you get everything done by January 15th, you're in there. You are good to go. It's all about staying the course, and the best way to stay on course, or one of the best ways, is to write your goals down. That's kind of the most basic way to stay on track. And so you want to write the goal down and you want to pay attention to it, of course, and other than once when you write it down. So here's the thing, or a really nice tip that will help you when it comes to kind of burning that goal in your brain and becoming more passionate about the goal or maintaining your passion about the goal, is when you write it down, you know, take the time to do it every day. You know, write it down like in school where the teacher, if someone was talking or they misbehaved, they would have to go to the blackboard and they would have to write the exact same sentence over and over and over again. I will not talk in class. I will not talk in class. I will not talk in class, until it was kind of etched in their brain and they didn't want to do it anymore. So guess what? After writing it 100 times, they did not talk in class for the most part. So you want to write your goals every day, because each time you take the time to write it, it's a physical act, but you also get a vision that goes with that. So you want to take the time to write your goals down. Keep it very simple. This is not about you writing some elaborate paragraph, unless you want to add some detailed descriptions to the goal. If you want to describe it in great details, then feel free to write as much as you want based on the time that you have available. But you can keep it simple and do like a one sentence thing. And let's say a descriptive sentence, and just keep it short. There's a reason why commercials are very short, okay? Because once we see it, we've got it. And that's how you want to treat your goals. So you say it, and the second thing you do is you speak it. The third point is that you do it. That's a big deal, and I don't have to tell you how big of a deal that is. You know, as you know, our theme for this year is peace, power, and plenty through performance and productivity. Performance and productivity is all about the doing it, the acting on the goals and acting out the steps to bring this goal to fruition, to make it real, to manifest the things that you said you wanted to have. It's really easy for you to say that you want something. It's really easy to even write it down. But when it's time to take action, that's going to tell you a lot about how you feel about yourself, how you feel about the goal that you said you wanted to achieve. It's going to tell you a lot. And here's the thing is, this is not to make you feel bad or feel like really kind of self-conscious about achieving a goal. This is about you facing your reality when it comes to the types of goals that you set and the type of goal that you said you wanted to achieve. So if you find that you're not taking action, if you're not doing what it takes to make that goal happen, then that's kind of one of your red flags that says, you know what, I'm not following through with the execution of it all. Okay. And so when you don't follow through to that point, nothing is really going to happen. Nothing massive, nothing substantial, nothing concrete, nothing that you can kind of wrap your hands around. And so once you get to that point and you realize that, then perhaps you can think about the goal that you set and ask yourself the right questions. For example, one of the questions that you would want to ask yourself is this really a goal that I want to achieve? You know, am I serious about this goal? Or is this a goal that someone else gave me, a goal that someone else made up for me? Someone told me, wow, you should do this, and I just went with their flow. So ask yourself those right questions so that you can really become empowered to achieve something in 2018, something that means something to you, something that means something to you that will allow you to put something into the lives of other people. That's the beautiful part about goal achievement. Human beings are naturally built for goal achievement. That's why people who stay on the same job and it becomes boring And they're not moving up. They're not moving down. They're not moving anyway. They just go and they do the exact same job over and over. You're going to find some of them complain about the job. Some of them complain about the boss because they don't like the job itself because it's not challenging anymore. There are no real goals in the job. You know, some of them feel stuck. And so the list just kind of goes on and on. And some people just flat out don't want to go to that job anymore. Why? Because it was not challenging and there were no goals that allowed them to fully express their, let's say, life, so to speak, of that portion of their life. So when it comes to setting a goal, that's a big part to consider, is that goal setting and goal achievement is all about being able to fully express your life. And when you can't fully express who you are and fully express why you're here and be passionate about what you're doing, then that's probably not a goal that you even want to engage in. So when you get to the part where you have to think about doing it, meaning take action, then look at, are you really taking action? And of course, you can measure that. So there are different things that you can do to make sure that you actually stay the course. Now, you may be thinking or saying, you know what, I really do want to achieve this goal, but for some reason, you know, I procrastinate, I don't follow through, I don't get to where it is I need to be. Well, that's where your coach comes in. That's where you need a coach to help you to get on point and perhaps to help you discover that the track that you're on is not the track that you really want to be on or the road that's going to take you to achieving the goal that you set. So there are other reasons as to why you may not be taking action if you like the goal that you set. So consider that when it comes to your goal achievement. Now, the final point and the reason for today's show is the biggie. Number four is you have to receive it. So say it, write it, do it, and then receive it. So you have to be open to receiving the results of your labor, the results of your work. Because the truth of the matter is the action part and the receiving part, those two kind of work hand in hand. Sometimes we don't do the action because we know that if we follow a certain course of action, we're actually going to get the results that we want. And some people are actually afraid to get results. Some people are actually afraid that they might succeed. And for whatever the reason is, and there are many reasons as to why a person could be afraid of succeeding, they may have to dispel one of the reasons, which could be it in their minds, they now have to or will have dispelled a myth that perhaps a parent or a guardian put into their minds that they would never amount to anything, that they would never do anything special, that they would never do anything great, that they would never achieve anything on any level. And so because someone told them that they're not supposed to be a success, they want to live up to that. So as a result, they're not open to receiving it. And there's some other reasons, and they're not all based on what a guardian or a parent put into that person's head. Sometimes there are other reasons, and we won't go into them on today's show. But this is all about you recognizing what's going on with you and recognizing if being open to receiving what you asked for, if that's actually an obstacle that's stopping you. Because sometimes you will hear a person say, I did the work, and you're going to find that they did just enough work to move things along, or what I call creative avoidance, where it looks like you're doing the work and you're doing some of the work that kind of fits with the goal, but you're not doing all of the work, or you're not doing it on a level that will allow you to manifest what you said you wanted to manifest. So you have to really be honest with yourself and say, you know what, am I really open to receiving what I ask for? Because if you're open to receiving what you ask for, then you're going to get it, because you're going to say it, you're going to write it, you're going to do it, and you're going to receive it. See, when we're open to getting something that we've asked for, something that we want, it means that we believe that we deserve it. And so when we think that we deserve something and we're confident that the course of action or the path that we've chosen to take, that that path will take us there, then guess what? We will be willing to do the work. So what obstacles do you have when it comes to achieving? Are you really open to receiving what you ask for? You know, think about this. There's some people that are so used to complaining about not having or not getting or not having enough until when the answers come that will allow them to move forward and get what they said they wanted, they actually almost turn it down. You know, they kind of sabotage their own success. So sometimes because we become accustomed to failing, accustomed to not making something happen until we will sabotage it so that we don't receive it because we don't want to kind of dispel any kind of myth that would have been put into our head or any myth that we ourselves bought into. So sometimes we reach a level of comfort of in failing until we stay right there. We reach a level of comfort through limited thinking until we refuse to expand our mind to get the things that we say that we want. So one of the obstacles and one of the biggest obstacles to achievement is actually being open to receiving exactly what you asked for. But know this, you deserve to have what you asked for. If you're willing to do the work, if you are willing to open your mind and say, you know what, I said it, I wrote it, I'm going to do the work, so I'm going to open my mind to actually receiving it. And you know what, you're going to get every single thing that you want because you're going to achieve the goal because you will have focused your energy in the right direction. You will have put out that energy and done the work to get what you want. Now, of course, there are other obstacles to goal achievement, but today we're only talking about being open to receiving what you asked for. And of course, throughout this year, you're probably going to hear some other obstacles that and things that might prevent you from achieving your goals. And so think about where you are. Think about the goals that you set for this year. And even though it's the 10th, this is a good gauge. Where are you as a result of the 10th of this month? Okay, 10 days into the new year, how much work have you done towards achieving your goal? So that's something that you want to look at also. Are you procrastinating? Are you falling into the exact same pattern that you were in last year that caused you not to achieve? So you want to look at that and see. And you may have identified some things that you're going to do differently this year. It's 10 days into the new year. What are you doing differently? If you want to have more, you have to do more. And then you'll be more. And as a result, you're going to get everything that you always wanted. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today on Designing Your Life Today. Enjoy this Thriving Thursday. And we're going to be back with more next week. It's going to get better and better. We have some, I did announce that we are making some changes to our website. So we are putting some new things in place for you so that you can get what you need to get to where it is you want to be. We want to have some really nice different tools for you and things that you can use that will guide you in the right direction. Hey, listen, have a great weekend and do life with power.